All right, follow me. And that is my sermon tonight, follow me. And so let's start with a word of prayer, shall we? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the nice temperatures, Lord. Father, thank you just for your word. And as we take time this evening, Lord, to look at passages where just you say, follow me, or just where just someone said, I will follow you, and Lord, help us to understand and just what that means, just what that says. And then, Lord, help us to examine our own lives. And Father, to really see that we are indeed following Jesus as we should. Father, lead and direct us this evening, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I got 4 points tonight. Some follow Jesus. If you look at your outline, it's the underlined words, okay? Some follow Jesus, some make excuses. It is bolder type, that's what I'm looking for. And bigger type. Jesus' rules for following. And then fourth is what the result of just following Jesus. That's the 4 points that I'm going to make tonight. All right. Somewhat follow Jesus. Kids, I got pictures for you. I know Cody's not here. He and Tim and we both have a stomach bug. And what Tim said, Dad, I can't wait to see the pictures. And he's not even here, so I'll show him later. Some follow Jesus. Let's start in the book of Matthew, please. Matthew chapter 4. If you have your Bible, you can do that, or I will put the verses up on the screen, and just whatever you prefer. And so just Matthew chapter 4, please. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And that's where we'll start this evening. And just reading verse 18. And when Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, just saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and with Andrew, his brother, casting a net and went to the sea, and just for they were fishermen. Here is Jesus walking next to the sea, and he sees two men. And what they are going about their daily business of what catching fish. Verse 19. Then he said to them, follow me, and I just will make you fishers of men. Here is Jesus walking by the sea, and he sees Simon Peter, his what brother Andrew, fishing. And when Jesus says two words, follow me. Follow me. And that word follow, I would love that this here, a definition, just by what there. And it's come. Come now. Behind or after. Come. Come now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till the next day. Don't wait till next week, next month, next year. Come. Come now. That's what that word follow means. And what Strong's definition is behind. Come. Follow. That's important. Also, what was their responsibility? Their responsibility just was to follow Christ. And not to walk ahead of Christ. Not to tell Christ what to do. But to follow Christ. This responsibility included more than just physical nearness. Yes, they were near to Christ because they had to see what Christ was doing, how Jesus lived. But it includes their imitation of the character of Christ. Amen. They had to watch Christ. But they had to imitate his character. His character. Well, not his mannerisms, but his character. Matthew 4:20. And notice what it says. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Come, come now. They immediately left their nets and they followed. No hesitation. No, I got to think about it for a minute. Immediately they followed Christ. Come, come now. Matthew 4:21. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and with John his brother, in the boat, and just with Zebedee there, and their father mending, and with their nets. He called them, and he also called unto these two brothers as well. Now they were in the boat with their father, mending their nets. They were working. And there were fish to catch. There was food to eat. There was fish to sell to make money to buy other things. They too just were going about their daily business. And those nets, if what they had were holes in, they weren't any good. They had to be fixed daily if they were that ratty. That's what they were doing. And we notice what they did as well. Matthew 4:22. And immediately, they left, left the boat and their father and followed him. Come, come now. They got up, got out of that boat, left their father, and they followed Jesus. No hesitation. No doubt. No, I got to pray about this. No, I'll let you know next week. They immediately left their nets. They left their father, left their boat. Come, come now. To follow Jesus means that He is leading. He is leading, not us. He is leading. What He says goes. Period. No argument. Come. Come now. And these men left their livelihood and their father as well. They acknowledged the priority of what Jesus over their earthly lives. He's got priority over my life, not me. He's the priority. When they left, they acknowledged that by following Jesus. How many today just want to follow Jesus, but they can't let go of other things? They don't come, come now. They start and they go back. They start and they go back. Come, come now. Next point, some make excuses. Some make excuses. Look at Luke chapter 9, please. Luke chapter 9. Just when I started to prepare for this, I would look up the up what the word follow. And man, I got all kinds of verses and I had to, kind of cut them down because there were so many things I could have talked about. So many verses that, where Jesus said, follow me or what follow. And, over and over. So I had to narrow it down. I think I've got four different scripture passages. This is the second one, just Luke chapter 9. And we're beginning in verse 57. And here I'm going to talk about three men. This is the first man. All right, this is the first man. In verse 57, and now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And now this word follow is a little bit different word follow. You know, Thayer's definition is one to join him as with his attendant or just accompany him. And second one, to join him as a disciple. And then thirdly, to side is with his party. And now I believe that's a political term there. Okay? This man was quite sure that he wanted to follow Jesus anywhere and everywhere. I will follow you. Wherever you go, I'm going to follow you. Now this man, he was self-confident, unduly eager, and unmindful of the cost. Look what Jesus says in verse 58. And what Jesus said to him, just foxes have holes, and the birds of the air you have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus said, I've got nothing. You know, I don't even have a pillow. But you say, I will follow you wherever you go. Are you willing to leave everything behind? Including just your pillow? This man didn't count the cost. I will follow you wherever you go. He didn't give it much thought. And just perhaps this man just saw the miracles Jesus did. And what he thought his life just would be simple and were easy if he followed Jesus. There are people like that today. They think Jesus is going to take away all their problems. And what life is going to get easy. But that's not how it happens, is it?
No.
No, because we're still us, aren't we? We cause our own problems. He's not causing the problems for us. We cause our own problems. He thought life might be easy if he followed Jesus. And this is a quote by J.R. Day. And what J.R. Day said, high with sounding words are not always a proof of a deeply rooted faith. This man sounded good. I will follow you wherever you go. But it wasn't deeply rooted faith. And what does Jesus just require? And what to follow him? And what number one, Jesus requires a spirit of holy heroism. And just we must endure all hardship and opposition for his sake. Look at this verse, 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, and will suffer persecution. Will suffer. It's a guarantee. Life isn't easy for a Christian. If you're truly living for Christ, if you're being salt and light, it's not easy. And just we all should be suffering persecution. That means we're living for Christ. We won't be any less than our Master. And what, did Jesus suffer for the truth? Absolutely he did. Over and over, and not just dying on the cross. Nope, he was mocked, ridiculed, teased. And there was even attempted murder. They were about to stone him, but then he was able to walk away. Number two, he requires implicit and prompt obedience. Come, come now. And implicit means absolute, no, not affected by any doubt or uncertainty. Come, come now. And then thirdly, does he insist upon the absolute and just supremacy of his will? It isn't about my will. It isn't about your will. It's his will. His will. Not our plans, not our desires, not our will. It's his will and what his will alone. And now look at Luke 9, verse 59, please. Let me get a drink of water here. And I'm going to talk about the second man now, the second man. You know, Luke 9, verse 59. Then he said to another, follow me. And but he said, Lord, and let me first go and bury my father. Sounds good, right? Let me go and bury my dad. See, the problem is his dad's not dead yet. And just when a person died back then, that same day, they were buried. This is Luke chapter 9, Luke 24, or Luke 23, where Jesus is buried. On the same day. He died, he was buried. His dad's not dead. So just what he's saying is that I can't follow you now. I got to wait till my dad dies. Let me first go and bury my father. This man just put his own what desires and what interests first. Me first mentality. And boy, is that common today. In fact, I think that's been common every day since sin started. Me first. Me first. He allowed something else to take precedence over Christ's call. But something else was more important than Jesus. At his own leisure, he would be a follower. Just when I'm ready, Lord, I'll follow. But first, I got to bury my dad. I don't know when he's going to die. But after I bury him, then I'll follow you. Come, come now. J.R. Day, you cannot follow him and be selfish and narrow. And this man was. This man just put self just ahead of Christ. And you know, we sometimes do that too, don't we? We sometimes do that. Stick self first. Stick self first. Look at verse 60. And then what Jesus said to him, and will let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and preach the kingdom of God. This man had a job to do. Follow me. Go and preach the kingdom of God. Here's what principal occupation should have been: to advance the cause of Christ on earth, not bury his father. Let me ask you, just what is your principal occupation on earth? Is it to just advance the kingdom, the cause of Christ on earth? Just no matter what you do, that should be just your principal occupation. Just wherever you work, you should look for opportunities to share Christ. Amen. Wherever you are, in the mall, Amen. Or just whatever you do, look for those opportunities. That's our principal occupation, to advance the cause of Christ on earth. In Luke 9:61, please, look at verse 61. And this is the third man. The third man. Verse 61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell, you who are at my house. Verse 62. But Jesus said to him, and what having put his hand to the plow, and what looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now here, I would think about Lot's wife. They were told to go. Get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Go. Don't turn back. And just what did she do? She started going. She had her hand to the plow. They were going. And she turned to look back and became a pillar of salt. She didn't follow the directions. She decided this is better to look back and see what's happening. And see, this man didn't want to give up his what friends and what connections. Now let me get really personal here. Let's talk about Facebook. And before you spend time with God, do you spend time on Facebook? Second question, how many hours do you spend on Facebook? How many minutes do you spend with God? Then you can see the other two people texting. How much time do you spend texting your friends? How many hours? How many minutes do you spend talking to God in prayer? Come now. James 4:4, adulterers and just adulteresses, says, do you not know that friendship with the world is what enmity with God? Just whoever therefore just wants to be a friend of the world, that makes himself an enemy of God. Who's got priority in your life? Is it God? Or is it friends and connections? This man didn't want to give up his friends, his family. They had priority. Not God. Not God. Come now. Even the common civilities of life are wrong if they are placed ahead of prompt and complete obedience. Come now, prompt. No hesitation. Just immediate and a complete and just obedience. And just remember Thayer's definition, come now. Don't put off spending time with God. Don't put it off. Do it. These two men chose not to. Something else was more important. Jesus didn't have first place in their lives. Something else did. Those mentioned here did not follow Jesus' leading. Other people or things were more important. Jesus is leading. We are following. Those men chose not to follow. Something else was more important. Jesus' rules for following. Jesus' rules for following. Let's go to Luke 9, verse 23. You can back up a couple verses. Luke 9:23 says this, "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." And that word deny, just Thayer's definition, to forget oneself. And what lose sight of is oneself and one's own interests. It is not the me first mentality. It's Jesus first mentality. And just forget about yourself. And deny yourself. And just believers, and with Bible commentary, just said it this way. And just to deny self means willingly to renounce any so-called right, and to plan or would choose and just recognize His lordship in every area of life. He's first. Period. He's first. Not my will. Not my plan, just not my desires, not my wants. He's first. Luke 9:23 again. Take up his cross daily. And just picture the cross. It's an emblem of what suffering and shame. And we take up his cross daily, and with Thayer definition, to a take upon just oneself and carry what has been raised up to bear. And just, what are you suffering today? Could be physical pain. Could be emotional pain. Could be, and just financial needs. But God has allowed it. And God expects us to take it up daily and carry it. That's not easy. But if we want to follow Christ, that's what we must do. Take up His cross daily. And some people say, "Lord, why do I have this?" And yet it is the very thing that is causing them to pray more and with to seek God more. God uses those things and with to get a hold of our lives. I think about just my wife's death. Where else could we go but to the Lord?
Amen.
No one else has the answers.
That's right. Amen.
It's only Him. It's only Him. Follow me. Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And that word follow is the same word to join him as with his attendant. Just accompany him. And what to join him, join. Yeah, number two, to join one as a disciple. That's the one it is. To join him as a disciple. Through pain, we sometimes learn, and we'll learn just so much about the Lord. And we're through struggle, through a persecution, and just we learn so much about the Lord. Peter, Andrew, James and John followed the Lord. Jesus was first. He was first. They denied themselves. They tried to take up their cross daily and follow Him. They didn't do it perfectly. Neither do we. But they followed Him. These four men just were willing to say no to their own desires and plans to follow Jesus. Now, sometimes they got to go back fishing. But it wasn't often. Because they were following Jesus. In just other words, they disowned their own desires and what plans to follow Jesus. And what He has bought me with a price, I am His. It's His way, not my way. Now the results of what following Jesus. And look at Matthew 16, please. If you turn with me to Matthew 16, verse 24. Matthew 16, 24. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after Me, just let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." It's the companion verse to Luke 9 there. But then He goes on. Verse 25. Just whoever desires to save his life and just will lose it. But whoever loses his life for My sake will find it. You've got a comparison here. You've got those who put themselves first. My life is important. But in the end, is what happens to that person? He what loses his life. But those who give up their lives to Jesus, they find life. The believer's Bible commentary just says this. Jesus warned. Yeah, that those who hug their lives for selfish purposes and just would never find fulfillment. And those who just recklessly abandoned their lives to Him, and not counting the cost, would find the reason just for their existence. They would find real life. And look at verse 26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? You know, just what will a man just give in exchange for his soul? And what is your soul worth? You know, give up your life for Jesus. Those following Jesus find real life. They find purpose. They find meaning. Because it's all about Him. It's not about us. Now, and with the application, I have a couple points here. What application? Number one, Jesus demands our immediate attention. Come now. Don't put it off. He demands it now. Follow Me. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't even wait till the next minute. Come now. And secondly, following Jesus means implicit and what prompt obedience to His will. Is what Jesus telling you to do something? You have what you've been under conviction about something? Do it. Do it now. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Do it now. And then what, thirdly, we must disown our own will and what plans and what desires to follow Jesus. We must give up. And just what? And just watch as we want sometimes. We must give it up. I would often have a conversation just and just with my kids. And what they know what being missionary, just we don't have a whole lot of money. They know that. But yet we have watched God do so many amazing things. Amazing things.
Amen.
We have been to so many different places. Not because we had money, but because God sent us there.
Amen.
God provides. And we must disown our own will. What are you holding on to today? What are you holding on to? Friends, family, desires, plans that are keeping you back from following God. We need to let go. We need to give it to God. Jesus says, follow me. Come now. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we are to follow you. And that you are to have first place in our lives. Father, help us to give up those things that take first place. May we give them to you. May we lay them at your feet. Father, help us to come now to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.